wants to merge with Time Warner, spending about $45 million. So whose business is it other than the shareholders of the companies? Well, actually, it's the business of the American public. See, cable companies already essentially operate as legal monopolies in their respective areas. Comcast is already the number one cable and internet service provider in the country. But they haven't exactly been a good citizen. In 2007, Comcast was caught using its effective near monopoly on internet connectivity in its service area to stifle competitors. Well, not only did the FCC do nothing but give a slap on the wrist to punish that behavior, but shortly after allow Comcast to acquire NBC Universal. Right now, the average cost of cable in America is $86. Comcast, in 2013, collected about $156 a month, on average, per customer. Which is why this all comes down to two words, public interest. I'll explain after this. The destruction of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars, the voice of the people silenced, while lawmakers simply enrich themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. It isn't about left versus right. No, the real fight is liberty versus tyranny. At BenSwan.com, we are breaking the left-right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken, and that to restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories the national media won't touch, from the National Defense Authorization Act to nullification, militarization of police, and crony capitalism. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics. So why is the Comcast attempt to merge with Time Warner Cable a big deal? Well, again, two words. Public interest. See, there is no public interest that is served by allowing these companies to merge. As a writer for the LA Times puts it, quote, "Neither Comcast nor NBC needs this merger for its survival. It won't improve cable TV or internet technology. In fact, by concentrating economic power in fewer hands, it may lead to less of all that." In order for the FCC to approve this kind of merger, now, they should only legally do so if they can determine it is in the public's interest. But tell me this, who in Washington is concerned with public interest these days? So the real number that deserves attention here, during 2013, Comcast paid $18.7 million to 30 different lobbying firms. In order to get their merger approved, Comcast doesn't need to prove that they're serving the public's interest. They just need to grease the right wheels. And it looks like they've already done that. For stories that affect your liberty, be sure to check me out online at BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics.
You have friends, family, co-workers that have lost their health insurance. For treatment and surgery at fractions of U.S. prices, consider AsiaRunLikeHellGuy.com. Heart bypass, valve replacement, six figures under U.S. prices. Hip or knee replacement, some of the best cosmetic surgeons on the planet. AsiaRun is honored to be associated with a highly internationally certified hospital serving 300,000 patients a year. Visit AsiaRunLikeHellGuy.com and click on medical tours today. You could be on an operating table 72 hours from now.
With new and ever-increasing health threats on the rise, there has never been a more crucial time to the immune system. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary new silver solution that is clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver and is powerful enough to help you and your family from deadly viruses, bacterias, and fungal silver is scientifically supported, high effective, and perfect for everyday use inside the body as well as out. The Science Digest Journal says, silver is our mightiest germ fighter. It is virtually non-toxic and is emerging as a wonder of modern science. Supernatural Silver is the number one choice of thousands for improved health and immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver can change your life. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com.
Filters to choose from. There is only one system that is consistent as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Welcome to the What Really Happened radio show, putting America first, second, and third. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. Hour number three here. And Dan, the man, is now in our control room managing the Truth hyperdrive. We ordered an upgrade. It used to be a warp drive. Now it's a hyperdrive. Phone lines are open. 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. And we have a caller on the line, Bill in Dallas. Aloha, Bill. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Michael. I have a question. Something to think about. I understand the Boeing 777 is the first large-scale Boeing jetliner that is fly-by-wire, which means control surfaces are moved by electromechanical actuators through computer-based linkages with the pilot's inputs or autopilot. It seems in a false flag remote-controlled attack that might be something that would make that airplane more suitable for use in something like that. What do you think?
Well, certainly in the scenario from the caller of crashing it into the dome of the rock, it's going to be hard to find a pilot willing to actually do that. But certainly, I mean, they've been talking about the systems in the context of foiling hijackers for quite some time. In fact, going back to the missing two, and actually in total it was $3 trillion from the Pentagon, the guy who was the comptroller of the Pentagon at that time was Rabbi Dov Zakheim, who was appointed to that position by George Bush. And prior to going over to the Pentagon, he ran a company that manufactured remote control systems for aircraft, and pilots don't like them, of course, but it does make a lot of sense in the context of being able to land an airplane where the flight crew has been disabled or there's a hijacking underway. Could such systems be hacked and used for nefarious purposes? Of course they could. The NSA's hacked everything that's out there. However, that being said, I am pretty much in agreement with those who are saying that at least one of the pilots was part of whatever this operation was.
Yeah, just a thought, Mike. Thanks. I enjoy your program.
All right. No, it is a thought, and we've looked at it and considered it. My issue would be that unless that remote control system ran through a satellite link, you have to figure out where is it being controlled from. And the because that aircraft was certainly way out there over the middle of the ocean. And the problem with running any aircraft through a satellite link is the latency, which is the time delay between when you move the control and the aircraft or drone actually responds. And it actually does make it a lot harder for the drone pilots to be able to run their aircraft, which is why mostly what they do is they put an indicator on a target and allow the drone to fly itself. But it's very, very tricky to do. There is certainly good reason to suspect that the aircraft used in 9/11 were being remotely controlled. But in that case, there was other aircraft seen associated with them, especially over Pennsylvania with Flight 93. That following the crash of that plane, there was this white, unmarked, looked about the size of a Learjet that was seen flying nearby. And that would make it a lot easier to remotely control the plane. All right, we're going to grab a call here. Dan in Washington. Aloha, Dan. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. Just in regards to that missing plane and the possible nefarious reasons why it's gone missing, it might be a good idea for people to start looking. We know how they love to infuse their drills for cover in case anything goes wrong. So it might be a good idea to start looking for the whatever Eagle drill that was going on during 9/11 in correlation with anywhere FEMA might be at the same time.
That's a good thought.
That
that's
going to go down.
Very, very good thought.
Just an idea on that.
All right. Well, look, that's a good thought. We have to keep an eye out for that stuff because we know all these terror acts happen right on top of drills dealing with that same scenario. We know that FEMA was in New York the night before 9/11. We know that the London 7/7 bombing took place right in the middle of a drill practicing for a London subway bombing. And the guys, you know, we heard that somebody was in the Muslim neighborhood before that bombing, hiring quote unquote actors to play terrorists for the drill. And you know, here we're hiring you as an actor. You need to get on the train and pretend you're going to bomb it. Here's your backpack bomb. It's a fake bomb, and you know it's perfectly harmless. Don't shake it, and we'll give you your money when you get back. And then boom, here. All righty, let's see another caller on the line. Glenn in Philadelphia. Aloha, Glenn. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Mike.
Hello. Yes, you're on the air. You're a little fuzzy, like you're talking through wax paper. But
oh,
go ahead.
Really? I'm directly on the phone. Okay. About the plane hijacking concept. The 777s are used mostly in the Pacific Rim. I don't think you're going to find too many of those coming and going in and I don't know, Reagan and stuff like that. So that in itself.
Well, I don't know. We don't know that. I'll certainly take a look. I mean, some of the Great Circle routes that they talk about it involves transatlantic flying.
I'm not saying. I just know it's used far more in the Pacific Rim. But as to like following, you know, if you follow the premise that it was, I think it could have been Global Hawk and refueled at the end of Garcia or something like that, you know, and redeployed or something. But and they also know it bounced up to like 45,000. So, you know, if it's decompressed or people weren't getting oxygen, they could have just flown it up to 45,000, let everybody asphyxiate, and then bring it back down. And when it lands, they're already dead. But if it's to be redeployed for a false flag attack, my guess would be that it would be either a Western target or a Sunni target to be blamed on the Shiites, which would then provide a justification for going after Syria and Iraq.
Well, I don't think you need a 777 to get those people fighting with each other again.
Not to get them fighting, to justify Western action against Syria or Iran.
Mm-hmm.
Or to justify Israeli or American action against Syria. Because if they say it was a Shiite attack on a Sunni target, then it was masterminded by Iran, you know, blame it on Iran or something like that. And then they say, okay, that's it. That's the last straw. Now we're going in.
You could do that with a hijacked bus or a truck. Now, this 777 was taken for something really dramatic and amazing, something that will shock and scare the American and European people back into just blind, absolute support for we've got to conquer the world to make it safe for us. The same mindset
right.
We see in Israel now. Okay?
I think the Dome of the Rock is a non-starter because the Dome of the Rock does not have to be destroyed in order for the tabernacle to be set up on the Temple Mount. So ultimately, I don't think anything is going to be torn down on the Temple Mount. So I think
unfortunately, from Israel's religious perspective, there can't be any other religious edifices of other religions on that platform. And so I tend to think that this may be, it's certainly an idea we need to keep in mind when we talk about the possible uses of this 777. All right, Glenn, we're going to let you go here. We're coming up on our first commercial break for this hour here. Interesting little article over in X Republic TV. There's been another corporate media poll that shows only 21% of Americans believe the current U.S. government has the consent of the governed. That is a principle stated in the Declaration of Independence. Governments derive their just power from the consent of the governed. It's a founding principle of this nation. We ran our own version of that poll on whatreallyhappened.com. Does the U.S. government have the consent of the governed? We came out 98% no. This is a government that is operating completely on its own. They do not have the consent of the governed. I mean, first and foremost, we do not consent to be lied to. And once the government lies to us, and provably they have, they ceased being the legal and legitimate government of this land here. All righty. More bad news for healthcare.gov. Consumer Reports has come out saying you don't want to use this. They've described it literally as a mess. And they have determined there is a 97% failure rate for account creation. So this thing is just absolutely unusable. And, of course, we're coming up on that final deadline, end of the month. They want to get 7 million, or was it 6 million, or it's down to 5.5 million. This thing is a complete disaster, and this government will not admit how badly they screwed this up. Will not turn around, will not pull back. They're just in love with their illusion of governmental infallibility. Even if it melts down totally, we will declare it a success by imperial edict, by executive order. We got to take a break for commercials, and we will be right back.
Hi, Sandra Anderson here. How can you help Republic Broadcasting to win $20,000 at no cost to you and enter a chance to win $50,000? Download my Keller Williams app sweepstakes. If you have an iPhone, Android, or iPad mobile device, you can enter. You may not know me and are asking, how is this going to benefit RBN? Well, if I win the competition, I'm going to donate the $20,000 to Republic Broadcasting Network. See, John and I started Republic Broadcasting in 2004. Yes, I'm the wife, and I am a realtor with Keller Williams Realty. Here's all you do. Go to RBN's homepage at republicbroadcasting.org and look under RBN Updates and follow the directions. Tell your friends, it only take a minute of your time, and I would appreciate the support greatly, and so will you if you win the $50,000. The sweepstakes ends March 31st, and I know we can win this with your participation.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The United Voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped to get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
It's time to utilize your Second Amendment right. No better way than at Knob Creek Gun Range. Check out the large variety with over 3,000 guns in stock. Also, reloading supplies, ammunition, and low admission. Only $10 per person per day. $5 for children 12 and under. And 50% off for active duty and retired military with valid ID. If you don't own any firearms, no problem. You can rent one of ours. Knob Creek Gun Range supplies all your shooting needs. Go to KnobCreekRange.com for more information. Range memberships are available. Visit KnobCreekRange.com today.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened? What really
happened? And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And we just had an aviation expert write in email. Lufthansa, the German airline, has Boeing 777s. KLM has 20 Boeing 777s. And they fly to 8 destinations in the United States of America twice a day. British Airways also has 777s that fly to the United States. So the idea that it's not practical for a 777 to fly into Reagan Airport, you know, we'd have to look at the planes there. But again, there's another point to remember. The aircraft does not automatically identify itself to the air traffic control radar. If the transponder says, I'm this flight, you know, it doesn't have to be a 777 they're replacing. from a distance, you know, they all look the same. It's a long tube. It's got wings and a tail. So I wouldn't write that theory off just yet. All right, we're going to go to the phones here. Steve in California. Aloha, Steve. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, I just have to think about this whole aircraft thing and that maybe there is a sinister plan, like Ray McGovern would say, a new Pearl Harbor, and that for some reason we're going to say that somebody else did this and we're going to point a finger and carry out an action. But the problem with that is it wasn't a U.S. airline, so I'm not sure how we could incorporate and say, hey, that attack on that airliner, even though it was a Malaysian airliner, it's an attack on the American value system, and we have to do something about it. So I'm not sure.
Well, it's
how
an attack on Boeing. Boeing's a Seattle company. No, what I think it is the airplane is going to be used against a target that will anger and shock America.
That's possible. That's possible.
Yeah.
My question also is, since it's not a U.S. airliner, and we're very involved in this investigation, I'm not sure who brought us in or why we thought we had to be in this investigation, but that's always a suspicion there, is that it's not our airliner, and we're investigating. We're one of the key investigators of this whole thing. That's very suspicious there.
I agree. I agree with that. And what's really interesting is originally the government of Malaysia refused to allow the FBI and NTSB to come in. Now, the NTSB does have a legitimate purpose to be there because it is an aircraft manufactured and sold by the United States of America. And so the NTSB does have a valid reason to be there. But for the FBI to be there, you know, again, it's this attitude where the world's policeman. But now, of course, Malaysia has allowed or agreed to the FBI coming in and, doing the forensics on the pilot's home computer and a flight simulator system, or to possibly plant the stuff on there to support whatever the official story is going to be.
Yeah. You know, just something else a little off the record here. I was driving yesterday, and, notice bumper stickers in front of your car sometimes. And I saw one that said Obama and Biden, and I thought to myself, what does it take before you're so outraged that you peel that damn sticker off your car. I just don't get it.
I found out the hard way. Some of those stickers have glue on there that will not come off. You know, because once it's on there, they don't want you to tear it off. And some of those bumper stickers have got amazing glue on them. You have to use a heat gun to peel them off.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. Maybe they weren't taxed high enough or something. I don't know. They're still not outraged, and I am, but I don't get it.
Okay.
Thanks,
anything? All right, we're going to let you go switch over to George in Texas. Aloha, George. Hi. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
How you doing, Mike?
George, there you are.
Yeah. I think first thing I'd like to say, if I were the actor Billy Crystal, I go public and say, Bill Crystal, we're not related, and I have nothing to do with him. I like the actor Billy Crystal better than Bill Crystal. You know?
Yeah. Billy Crystal, the actor, he's a nice guy. I actually worked with him once at the Ice House in Pasadena.
Yeah, but anyway, I noticed that Obamacare kept taking... Because, Mike, I use an Q-Tuner application through Shoutcast to get RBN so I can listen to you.
Mm-hmm.
The RBN application don't seem to work on my phone. But anyway, I've seen Obamacare try to take over my iPhone when I tried exiting to cross the ad because it said, Roby got health coverage for $17 a month. I'm like, what? And it had healthcare.gov, and I kept trying to, every time I exit, it took me to healthcare.gov. You know?
Okay, well, that looks to me like it's a pop-up ad. And we know right now the White House is just completely desperate to sell this thing, and they're probably getting very aggressive. They're probably going to get more abusive than some of the other misusers of pop-ups and pop-unders. And I haven't seen it here yet. But again, if you go back and look at some of the lame advertising they're trying to do, you know, with guys dancing on beer kegs and twerking girls, it's simply not working. It is simply not working.
Well, I'm seeing the wife is nagging the husband to get covered. The mom
mm-hmm.
nagging the son to get covered. And, you know, the thing is, I talked to one of the navigators that was taking a break, and I just said, if I go on that computer, you know, because if we try to register Obamacare on our home computers, it's just like with the cash for clunkers. They say automatically your computer becomes property of the government or something. You remember that?
Yeah, I do vaguely remember reading something about that.
But anyway, Mike, have a good day. I think you probably want to wrap up your show.
All right. Well, you know, at this point, the government seems to have the attitude of everything in the country is their property. And by the way, apparently out in Los Angeles, the LAPD is attempting to justify their warrantless stops and searches by declaring that every motor vehicle in Los Angeles County is part of an ongoing wide-scale criminal investigation. So that's how they're basically justifying all this unconstitutional behavior that we're seeing out there. Now then, let's see. Speaking of Obamacare, article over at X Republic TV. LeBron James tells you to sign up for Obamacare, then tells you to eat McDonald's. Now remember, Obama, in his last modification to Obamacare via executive order, which is completely illegal, changed the rules so the insurance companies will make more money off of you and be allowed to pay for fewer benefits. This was never about health care for the American people. It's all about taking more money away from you, giving it to the corporations, and the corporations keeping it back as taxes and campaign donations. That's what's going on here. Earlier this week, and I've got this love-hate relation with Jon Stewart over at The Daily Show, because I was looking at, I think it was Monday's episode, where he spent the first segment bashing on Russia and Putin, and just it was so heavy-handed, I almost changed channels. But I'm glad I didn't, because in the second segment, they went after health care in the United States. And the reality is, I mean, they had all these talking heads out there saying America has the best health care in the world. No, we don't. According to the World Health Organization, we're 37th in health care quality. But it is the most expensive health care on planet Earth. And by the way, I'm sure you've heard this commercial we're running here on RBN about how you can go to other countries and get the same medical care for a fraction of the price. I mean, that's been a huge story all along. Remember when people were going up to Canada to buy their prescription medication and the U.S. government blocked that and stopped it and said, we cannot guarantee the safety and efficacy of those Canadian prescription medications. Then we find out that the Canada pharmacies are buying their pills from exactly the same companies as the American pharmacies. There's dental tourism down to Mexico. And the fact of the matter is that medical care is a lot cheaper every other country on Earth. And in a lot of cases, if you're facing a serious operation like a hip replacement, you're going to save a lot of money by flying to another country, getting it done there, having a two-week vacation while you're recovering, and coming back home. In fact, if you remember this wonderful movie, The Best Exotic Marigold Hotel, one of the characters in that is down at the hotel because she can't get a hip replacement in her own country. It's too expensive. It's a six-month wait. So she flies to this other country. She gets the new hip replacement, you know, in the matter of days. And, you know, by the end of the movie, she's up and walking around and having a lot of fun. I know we got a caller on the line, but we're too close to the commercial break, so I'm going to take this next call into the next segment here. Interesting article and revelation over at Tech Dirt. No, computers, government computers won't suddenly be vulnerable to hackers on April 8th. They already are. And this is talking, of course, that on April 8th, official Microsoft support for Windows XP ends. Now, the banks have already made a deal to pay an added fee for Microsoft to support the version of XP used in the ATMs, and all of the antivirus companies are going to maintain their signatures. So it's not that big a deal. This whole campaign that on April 8th, all of your machines will be wide open to the hackers, that's coming out of Microsoft that's trying to spook you into buying Windows 8 or Windows 9 or Windows Longhorn. All right.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, superfam and super male plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, cow mag vitamin D, MSM sulfur capsules, and elderberry power capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Chelation was first used in the 50s to get the lead out, but the doctors found it also improved circulation and heart health. Today, people still spend thousands of dollars to take chelation. The herbs in Extendovite were chosen for their chelating and healing effects to give you the detoxifying benefits of chelation plus the health benefits of the other herbs for a fraction of the cost of chelation therapy. People have reported finding many long-term ailments start to disappear the longer they take Extendovite. It is no secret that if you remove the toxins, you remove the causes of many of today's ailments. Don't wait any longer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight. Women, children alike.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're going to go back to the phones here. Peter in Wisconsin. Aloha, Peter. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind today?
Aloha, Mike. I wanted to speak by way of contrast to healthcare.org, and that is you probably know that there's a major email service provider and loan company which has teamed up to create a contest to offer $1 billion if a person guesses all the NCAA men's basketball games correctly in terms of wins and losses. Anyway, this was a concept that first came out just a couple of months ago. I've been on their website and have entered and been on the website many, many times. It's meant to process 15 million entrants within a matter of days. And it is functioning perfectly. The most I got was one tiny little bit of latency, just a few seconds when I was registering that, and that's it. So these people can create a website meant to process 15 million applications in a matter of a few days, but yet the government somehow cannot get their act together with months.
No, they handed this hugely expensive no-bid contract to a company where one of the executives was Michelle Obama's college bud. And it was a company with a horrible track record. They'd botched several of these large-scale deployments before. We don't know what the kickbacks were or anything like that. They botched up Canada's long gun registration system to the point where it had to be completely scrapped. We had John McAfee on the show who was saying a staff of 20 could have created this thing in the space of a couple of months for a shoestring budget, and it would have worked better. They could have taken this over to Amazon or eBay or any of these other perfectly working systems that processes millions of requests every single day, but they didn't. It was another pork barrel project, and they handed it out for a friend of a friend of somebody in the first family. And it was an absolute disaster. I know some students created their own clone of healthcare.gov, three students, and they did this over the space of a couple of weeks, and it's up and running properly. It's just an absolute complete embarrassment, and it proves our government is handing out these contracts not for merit and for quality product, but simply because, hey, it's a friend, we got to share the wealth with them. And it is a huge, huge embarrassment. And they should have scrapped healthcare.gov, said there's going to be another year's delay in implementing this thing, and gone back to scratch and from square one. And instead, it's all patches and cover-ups, and they put all of the effort on the front end to make it look like it's working correctly, and the back end is still screwed up, which is where we have like that poor guy we were talking about yesterday, has been paying for his Obamacare insurance since November, got sick in January, February, and found out his insurance coverage didn't actually start till the 1st of March. And so now he's got $400,000 of bills he didn't think he was going to have to pay.
Right. And, Michael, the website and all of that lack of functionality is merely the head of the fish. The rest of the body stinks as well.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's all the way through to the back end. There's no security on it. And the government is not required to report data breaches to customers the way private companies like Target and these credit card companies are required to. For all we know, all of your private financial and medical information has already been stolen from healthcare.gov, and the government doesn't have to let you know. That's the letter of the law.
Right. Well, thank you, Michael. Keep up the good work.
I will as long as I can. We're going to switch over to Alex in Texas. Aloha, Alex. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Mike. Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. You're on the air.
Okay. The reason I was calling is because I myself just went on a small medical vacation because I was diagnosed with gallbladder cancer.
Mm-hmm.
Hello? Okay. Yeah, and I just went to Brazil. I got it all taken care of, plus a couple different things and a couple bones repopped in place, and I got it all for under $7,000. All of it.
Oh, that's really good. We're hearing a lot about that. Of course, we know that other countries have access to cancer cures that are forbidden here in the United States of America, and we understand it's all about maintaining this cancer industry with these very expensive chemicals very expensive radiation machines. We have a report linked to whatreallyhappened.com. Yet again, more research showing that chemotherapy actually is causing more cancer than it cures. The same thing with mammograms. They're actually causing more breast cancers than they're detecting and curing. And it's all about maximizing the money. When you make disease a profit opportunity, you will not have a healthy population. Because subliminally, subconsciously, they're all going to be doing things that require you to come back in time and time again for treatment to maximize that cash return. I mean, it's almost brutal the way they're grading doctors in hospitals these days. They don't grade them on quality of service or patient compliment or complaint. It's all about how much you're able to maximize your gross in your particular department or your particular office. And those doctors who are not, you know, front-ending the costly treatments and getting enough prescription medicine out there, they find themselves let go.
You know, it's funny you should say that, because the doctor who treated me, he actually, I met him here in Texas. He graduated at a UT, and one of the things that he was allowed to show me was something called the American parasite. And according to him, doctors who deal with this, who deal with gastrointestinal issues, have noticed an epidemic from overgrowth of yeast and bad bacteria in your digestive system, which is where most of your immune system resides. So
yes,
a lot of a lot of these diseases are being caused by an overgrowth of bacteria in your digestive tract. And what that does is it actually tricks your brain and your neurons into wanting and craving sugars and craving different things. And this is why people can't get off of things. You know, I say, he said there was a documentary called The American Parasite, and it's called Candida. But I haven't been able to see it. I believe that they did take it down from YouTube because I searched it and I got a couple of hits, but none of them had the video available anymore. But there is an epidemic because he's not the only doctor that told me that while I was down there. And he said that many Americans and people that have gone from Brazil to America to make money come back to Brazil and they do is complain about the different types of food. And the thing is, they would eat more fatty foods down in Brazil, but they would lose the weight.
Because they're digesting it properly. They're digesting it properly.
Exactly.
All right, let me...
Thank you.
All right, we're going to let you go here. There are a lot of overlapping problems in the American diet. For one thing, it's highly acidic, which contributes to conditions like gout and bursitis, for which they'll sell you a very expensive medication. But you can treat it yourself by alkalizing your diet. You can get alkaline water like the Essentia. This is what I drink. And we know that a lot of food additives provoke your appetite. Monosodium glutamate is sold as a flavor enhancer, but what it actually does is it blocks the signal to your brain that you have had enough to eat. And food manufacturers love to dose their product with it because you'll eat more and you'll go back to the store sooner to buy more of their product. In a planet where we've got massive starvation all across the globe, American food manufacturers are literally medicating your food to make you eat more to maximize their profits. Aspartame, NutraSweet, supposed to be a diet aid, is in fact the opposite. When you're drinking diet sodas loaded with aspartame, it makes you crave real carbohydrates. So you grab the crackers and the chips and you start gorging on that. That's why the supermarkets have these bundled deals during the summer. A liter of soft drink together with a bag of whatever carbohydrates they have there, because they know that's going to work. There's a lot of chemicals in your food that are really not good for you. Remember the big stink with Fox News over Monsanto's synthetic bovine growth hormone, and these two reporters were doing a story on it, and they found all kinds of information about adverse medical effects in people who were eating meat and dairy from these treated cows, and Monsanto said, you will not report it. They stood by their story. Fox News fired them. They sued for wrongful termination, and the courts ruled that because there is no law requiring the corporate media to tell anybody the truth, the management of corporate media can order their reporters to lie, and if the reporters refuse, they can be fired with full justification, which tells you all you need to know about the corporate media. So it's a major problem, and it's all driven by money, whether it's the food industry, the medical industry. It's all driven by maximizing profits, getting the most wealth out of you they can for the least amount coming back the other way. And there's a lot of planned obsolescence out there, and we're not a healthy people. And behind that, we have all the problems with GMO, which there is some research to indicate that genetically modified content in our diets leads to exactly this condition you're talking about, with an overabundance of yeast and bacteria in our intestines. And you're right, that's where a lot of our immune system deals with incoming illness, because you've eaten it. It's already inside your body. And it's just a huge mess. But hey, as long as you're sick, they can make money off of you. If all of Americans were healthy, this whole medical industrial complex would collapse. We'll be right back.
Hi, Sandra Anderson here. How can you help Republic Broadcasting to win $20,000 at no cost to you and enter a chance to win $50,000? Download my Keller Williams app, Sweepstakes. If you have an iPhone, Android, or iPad mobile device, you can enter. You may not know me and are asking, how is this going to benefit RBN? Well, if I win the competition, I'm going to donate the $20,000 to Republic Broadcasting Network. See, John and I started Republic Broadcasting in 2004. Yes, I'm the wife, and I am a realtor with Keller Williams Realty. Here's all you do. Go to RBN's homepage at republicbroadcasting.org and look under RBN Updates and follow the directions. Tell your friends, it only take a minute of your time, and I would appreciate the support greatly, and so will you if you win the $50,000. The sweepstakes ends March 31st, and I know we can win this with your participation.
With new and ever-increasing health threats on the rise, there has never been a more crucial time to support your immune system. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary new silver solution that is clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver and is powerful enough to help protect you and your family from deadly viruses, bacterias, and fungus. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, highly effective, and perfect for everyday use inside the body as well as out. The science Digest Journal says silver is our mightiest germ fighter. It is virtually non-toxic and is emerging as a wonder of modern science. Supernatural Silver is the number one choice of thousands for improved health and immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver can change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Ooh, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
What's really happening? Wouldn't you like to know? Tune in to Mike and Pharaoh, maybe at the radio. Tired of the mainstream media lies? Listen to Mike and Pharaoh, open your eyes. Tune in to Mike and Pharaoh, maybe at the radio.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the last segment of our show today. And a lot of people are emailing in suggestions about where the missing 777 might be used to maximum effect on the American people. And I got this one email saying Al-Qaeda, nudge, nudge, wink, wink, is going to fly the plane with a nuclear bomb into the gold depository at Fort Knox where all the gold is stored. And oops, sorry, we can't give the gold back to anyone anymore because it's radioactive. It's sort of a replay of the Thunderball scenario here. I don't think this is going to work because we all pretty much know there's virtually no gold left in Fort Knox. It's an empty building. Somebody wrote on the wall, this is where Oddjob died. But it raises another possibility, and that is to crash the plane, not necessarily with a nuclear weapon, but crash the plane loaded with conventional explosives into the middle of Wall Street. Got to do it on a weekend when all those money junkies are safe at home. Don't want to upset them. Instantly gives the New York Federal Reserve an excuse to stiff all these countries on their gold bullion, erases all the computer records, Remember we talked about a virtual 911 at the point where they couldn't keep the collapse from happening any longer? They would have to have some kind of an attack that shut down all the financial computers, and they could say, well, we don't know where the money is supposed to be and who owes what to who, and, you know, we'll have to nationalize, you know, declare a national emergency and martial law, and, you know, we'll have to issue a brand new currency, and you have to come grovel before us if you're going to get enough of these tickets to eat on. That's another situation we should definitely take a look at, is crashing the plane into Wall Street to create that escape plan. Because if the economy collapses and they don't have anybody to blame it on, the American people are going to point that finger of blame at Wall Street and at Washington, D.C. for allowing it to happen. So they need somebody to blame it on. And that might actually be the target of the 777. Certainly goes on the list along with the Temple Mount and staged attack on the White House. So keep those suggestions coming on in, because we need to keep them guessing. The goal in all of this, of course, is to create a sense of doubt in the planners of a false flag attack, a doubt that they'll be believed. Now, of course, with confidence in the official story of 9/11 or anything else at all-time low, this is a high-risk operation to try a new false flag to get the war agenda going again. And the more we talk about it, the more we talk about that possibility, the more the platters of this false flag are going to be thinking, there's a good chance we're not going to be believed. And they might just call it off. There have been a couple of times before where it looked like something was in the works. And we created a climate of doubt by openly talking about, this is what we're expecting. We're not expecting Arabs or Saudi Arabia to come in and do this. We're expecting our own government and Israel to do this. And they call it off. So it's important we share this discussion with everybody else about the very strange, bizarre circumstances around Flight 370. I mean, the official story is already falling apart on that one. And along with that, of course, your opposition to any more wars, especially with Russia. I mean, there's a full court press on there. Oh, yes, we've got to stand tough against Russia. We've got to do sanctions. It doesn't matter how much suffering it brings down on the American and European people. It's a small price to pay to show Russia we mean business. And I'm reminded of Tondo's comment, what you mean we, pale face, because we have all these appointed, elected, we are told, leaders out there who are willing to talk tough and fling harm onto Russia, completely oblivious to how much harm they're going to bring back down onto our country. And we need to be talking to all of our friends and neighbors. We need to be calling the media. We need to be calling Congress. And just shouting from the rooftops, we the people do not agree with this. We do not support it. We will not pay for it. We will not sacrifice the lives of our children in any more of these foreign adventures. And we know the government will ignore us and the media won't broadcast us, but they'll be listening, because they understand the more they oppose and defy their audience, the more viewers they lose and the more advertising revenues they lose. But the important thing is to get the message out to the rest of the world that this government is operating without the consent of the American people, without their permission, certainly contrary to the national interest. And that's an important message to get out. You know, before we stood up together, you and I, and we got the message out that we the people will no longer allow ourselves to be looted to cover investment losses in the United States, and it's had an effect. Foreign investment in the United States is already down by over a third. And now we all need to stand up on the rooftops, parking lots, social media, everywhere, and say, we the people, ordinary Americans, do not support any more war. Certainly not war to enrich the bankers. Certainly not a war to force the world to use our particular brand of ink and paper. It's gone on way too long, and worse, if we get into a full-on military war with Russia, we're probably going to lose it, because the U.S. is economically exhausted, it is militarily exhausted, all the stockpiles are drawn down. We don't have the resources, we don't have the manufacturing, the manpower, or the money, let alone the moral authority, to fight and win a conventional war against Russia and or China. And that means that if we allow this thing to move any further forward, somewhere between that point and final capitulation by the United States government, they will resort to that nuclear arsenal. And that's going to be a bad day for anybody not wearing 2 million sunblock. That's how important it is. We are dealing with a political and financial leadership who are willing to risk the incineration of the surface of planet Earth in this argument over whose piece of ink and paper everybody is supposed to use. Talk about global warming. And they don't care. They've already got their bunkers. They're all preppers. They build these huge underground bunkers at taxpayer expense. You paid for them. You won't be invited into them, of course. You're just hoi polloi. We can't have your type in here. We've been hearing about these giant government bunkers being built all over the country for the last 15 years, 20 years. And the money junkies have their own personal bunkers. They've been showing them on the TV show Preppers. They're perfectly okay with incinerating the surface of planet Earth. And they'll sit down there and watch reruns of The Brady Bunch for 6 months and come on up and everything's sprouting green again and it's a wonderful planet and it's all theirs and all those pesky useless eaters are no longer around. These are seriously sick people. And our biggest mistake was allowing these psychologically damaged individuals the keys to the kingdom. Especially the keys to the bank and the keys to the nuclear weapons. The founding fathers understood this was a risk. That's why when they set up this country, power and authority were diffused and spread all across multiple branches, most of it residing at the state level, because they understood when one person or a few individuals get all the power, they just give vent to their darkest instincts. It's like I said earlier in the show, the higher in power people go, the more they seem to revert to their jungle instincts, pounding their chest and, you know, grabbing all the women for themselves and behaving abominably. And that was the wisdom of the founding fathers. You cannot allow power to concentrate. It's got to be returned to the states, and you've got to have three branches of government that are actually checking each other and saying, you're not allowed to do that. Currently, under Obama, both Congress and the Supreme Court have been completely compromised, quite possibly by the NSA, getting all their private communication. We know what kind of wild children inhabit the U.S. Congress and the U.S. Supreme Court, and the NSA is probably blackmailing them. I think that was pretty much documented. By the way, Chief Justice Roberts did that 11th hour, 180-degree about-face on whether Obamacare was legal. And I don't want to live in a country ruled by the NSA because they're unelected. And the NSA isn't thinking about what's good for the country as a whole. They're thinking about how do we get more money? How do we get more power? How do we get all the oil? How do we please Israel? And so forth and so on. These are dark and dangerous times. And again, I do not encourage violence against the government. I encourage you to be prepared to deal with violence when the government initiates it against you. But the most important thing that you can do right now, the thing you should be doing, is going out there and talking to everybody you know, sharing RBN and what really happened all over your social media, and just say, this is as serious as it gets. These fools in Wall Street and Washington, D.C. are gambling with the Earth itself in their little game of who's got the best paper currency. And it is very, very serious. I need your help. I'm only reaching so many people through my broadcast and my website and my podcast. I need you to help extend that audience. There are people out there wondering, what the heck is going on? I need you to help bring them in so that we can tell them what's really going on behind all this Russia bashing, Iran bashing, Syria bashing, because most people already know there's a lot of fraud out there. All right, there's the music. It's time for me to get out of here and get something useful done with the rest of the day. We will be back tomorrow here on Republic Broadcasting. Until then, Aloha America.